Good afternoon.
What?
As we come to look at God's Word, I want to remind you of an indispensable principle.
当我们一起来查考神的话语的时候，我想再一次提醒大家一个绝不可缺的原则。
And that indispensable principle is total reliance upon God's Holy Spirit.
这个绝不可缺的原则就是要完全依靠神的圣灵。
As our brother Son shared with us this morning, it's indispensable that God Himself reveal His truth.
正如今天早晨孙弟兄跟我们分享的，神他自己启示自己，这是绝不可缺的。
Before we look at the text in Exodus, I'd like to share a verse from Psalm 81.
在我们看出埃及记之前，我愿意跟大家再分享诗篇81篇的一节经文。
Psalm 81 and verse 10, just these words, please.
诗篇81篇第十节。
Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
What a precious word from the Lord.
这是何等宝贵的神的话语。
Is that a promise from God? Is He saying, I promise, if you open your mouth wide, I'll fill it?
这是不是从神那里来的一个应许呢？你只要大大张口，我就给你充满。
Or is it an invitation?
还是一个邀请呢？
Is He saying, I invite you to open your mouth wide and I'll fill it?
还是他在说，我邀请你把你的口大大张开，我就给你充满。
Or is it a challenge?
还是一个挑战呢？
Is God saying, see if you can open your mouth so wide that I can't fill it?
神是不是在说，你把你的嘴张开看一看，是不是我能够把它充满？
I believe it's all three of those.
我相信三个意思都有。
It's a promise, it's an invitation, and it's a challenge.
这是一个应许，这也是一个邀请，这也是一个挑战。
I'm going to ask you to bow with me, please, as we commit our time to the Lord.
我们请大家一同低头祷告。
Our Father, we ask you to enable us to open our mouths wide this afternoon.
父啊，我们求你帮助我们，让我们的口能够大大的张开。
You have promised us, you've invited us to do that.
你应许我们，你也邀请我们来这样做。
And you promised that you would fill it.
你也应许你要充满我们。
We wait upon you now and thank you for the revelation of our Lord Jesus.
我们在这里等候你，我们也为着你将耶稣基督启示给我们感谢你。
Take the veil away, Lord. Give us eyes to see.
把这个帕子挪去，给我们能看见的眼睛。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're looking at God's servant, Moses.
我们再看神的仆人摩西。
Here's a brother who, after God revealed himself at the burning bush,
这位弟兄，当我们的神向他在燃烧的荆棘显现之后，
after he learned those twin truths, Christ is in me and I'm in Christ.
当他学到这双重的真理，基督在我里面，我也在基督里面之后，
Christ is in me, all I need to do the will of God.
基督在我的里面，这是我需要来做神旨意的。
I'm in Christ, all I need to live a holy life before the Lord.
我在基督里面，这我才能够在神面前活一个圣洁的生活。
After that revelation of Jesus in the bush,Moses had many revelations of the Lord.
当耶稣在那燃烧的荆棘当中向摩西显现之后，摩西有接到从神那里来的许许多多的启示。
It was after that experience that we read Exodus 33:11.
这是在那一个经历之后，我们读到出埃及记33章第一节。
The Lord used to speak with Moses face to face, just like a man speaks to his friend.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，就如人与他的朋友说话一样。
It was after seeing the Lord in the bush that he was able to have victory over Amalek.
是他在荆棘那里见过神了之后，他才能够胜过亚玛利人。
It was after that revelation that God used him to deliver his people out of Egyptian bondage.
在那一个启示之后，神才使用他把他的百姓从埃及为奴之家领出来。
After the bush, Moses had many experiences and many revelations of our Lord Jesus.
在那荆棘之后，摩西得到了许许多多我们的主耶稣基督的启示。
When you mention Moses to the average Christian,
你对一个一般的基督徒提到摩西的时候，
he might think about the Exodus,
他大概会想到出埃及记，
or Mount Sinai and the giving of the law,
或者是西乃山颁布律法，
or he might think about the tabernacle,
或者他会想到会幕，
or the 40 years in the wilderness,
或者四十年在旷野的漂流。
The word Moses registers many experiences.
摩西这个词代表了许许多多的经历。
And how many revelations followed the revelation in the bush?
在这个荆棘的启示之后，又有许许多多的启示。
He certainly saw the Lord in the plagues that were brought on Egypt.
在埃及人所受的十灾里面，他看见了主。
He saw the Lord Passover night.
在那逾越节的晚上，他也看见了主。
He saw the Lord in the cloud that guided them.
那云柱里面，他也看见了主。
Saw the Lord in the manna that he provided for all those years.
在他们这么多年供应他的玛拿里面，他也看见了主。
Saw the Lord when God miraculously preserved their clothes and their shoes.
当神奇迹般的把他们的衣服 保存他们的衣服和鞋里面的时候，他们也看见了主。
I'm sure you could name other ways God revealed himself to Moses.
我相信你可以举出很许许多多神向摩西显现的例子。
But of all the revelations of the Lord that God ever gave Moses,
但是在神给摩西的所有主的启示里面，
I believe there was one special revelation that gripped his heart as no other revelation did.
我相信其中有一个非常特殊的启示，紧紧地抓住了他的心。
When Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy, he was 1 month from his death.
当摩西写《生命记》的时候，他离他去世的日子不到一个月的时间。
In that book, he looked back and he reviewed.All the ways God had met him.
在那本书里面，他重新温习了神怎么样的帮他自己把他自己启示给他。
And as we come to the end of that book, the last chapter in his life.
当我们来到那一本书最后一章的时候
，Chapter 32, he mentions over and over and over again this great revelation.
在《生命记》第32章，他一次一次的再提到这一个启示。
I'm going to ask you to look, please, at Deuteronomy chapter 32.
请大家翻到《生命记》第32章。
I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm just going to pick verses that mention the rock.
我只想从其中挑出提到这磐石的经节。
When he looked back over His 120 years of life,
当他回顾他120年的日子的时候
verse 4,
第四节
The rock, his work is perfect. All his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公正。又公义。
When he spoke about God's blessing on Israel,
当他提到神在以色列身上的祝福的时候
，verse 13, please.
第十三节
He made him ride on the high places of the earth. He ate the produce of the field. He made him suck honey from the rock, oil from the flinty rock.
耶和华使他乘驾地的高处，得吃田间的土产，又使他从磐石中榨蜜，从坚石中吸油。
When Israel went astray,
当以色列人偏行己路的时候
，verse 15,
第十五节
，But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked, you're grown fat and thick and sleek. Then he forsook God who made him, he scorned the rock.Of his salvation.
但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖粗壮光润踢跳奔跑便离弃造他的神轻看救他的磐石。
What was Israel's problem? Verse 18.
在第十八节我们看到以色列的问题之所在。
You neglected the rock who begot you. You forgot the God who gave you birth.
你轻忽生你的磐石忘记产你的神。
And when they were defeated by the enemy, why were they defeated?
当他们被他们的仇敌击败的时候，为什么失败呢？
Verse 30.
在第三十节。
How could one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had given them up?
若不是他们的磐石卖了他们，若不是耶和华交出他们，一人焉能追赶他们千人？二人焉能使万人逃跑呢？
What makes the people of God different from the nations of the world?
是什么使得神的子民跟世界上的万国不一样呢？
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
Indeed, their rock is not like our rock. Even our enemies themselves judge this.
据我们的仇敌自己断定，他们的磐石不如我们的磐石。
God revealed himself to Moses as the rock.
神将他自己启示给摩西，说他自己是磐石。
And just before he died, he said it over and over again. He's my rock, my rock, my rock.
所以在摩西死之前，他一次一次地强调，他是我的磐石，我的磐石，我的磐石。
Now many saints in the Bible have had revelations of the Lord as a rock.
圣经里面有许许多多的圣徒得到这样的启示，主是我们的磐石。
But not the same way Moses did.
但是摩西得到的是比较特别的。
Psalm 31 calls God the rock of strength.
在诗篇第31篇讲到神是大能的磐石。
Psalm 61 presents him as the exalted one, the rock that's higher than I.
在六十一篇那个地方说到他是高举的磐石高过我们的磐石
Psalm 32 presents him as a protection the shade of a huge rock in a parched land
在第三十二篇里面讲到他是那一位、给我们提供阴影的磐石
In the New Testament Matthew speaks of him as a foundation stone
在新约里面马太提到他是那基石
Peter speaks of him as a gem a precious stone
彼得说他是那宝贵的石头
also a stumbling stone
也是一个半跌的石头
Paul calls him a cornerstone
保罗说他是房角的头一块石头
many ways to know the Lord as a rock
所以有很多的方式我们可以知道主是磐石
But the revelation God gave Moses was unique.
但是神给摩西的启示是独特的。
When Moses saw the Lord as a rock, it was his entire life.
当摩西看到主是磐石的时候，那就是他的生命的全部。
The revelation of the Lord Jesus as a rock outlined his spiritual experience.
基督乃是那磐石的这个启示，就是一直贯穿他生命的经历。
Now we've already had it before us. Let me mention it again.
我们已经读过，让我再提一次。
God revealed Himself in chapter 17 as the smitten rock.
神启示他自己，在出埃及记17章启示他自己乃是那被击打的磐石。
God revealed himself to Moses in Exodus 33 as the cleft rock.
神在第出埃及记第33章启示摩西，他是那裂开的磐石。
In Numbers chapter 20, the Lord revealed himself as the living rock.
在民数记20章，主启示他乃是那活的磐石。
Each revelation Moses had of Christ as the rock took him deeper and deeper into the heart of God.
每一个关于基督就是那磐石的启示，把摩西更深地带进神的心意里面。
Just in case someone's tempted to fall asleep,
如果有的人有点想要打瞌睡的话，
Let me give you the main message of each one now.
我就把每一个的重点现在就告诉大家。
And then God helping, we'll develop it.
如果神帮助我们的话，我们就可以发挥。
Exodus chapter 17, the smitten rock.
出埃及记第十七章，这被击打的磐石。
Presents the Lord Jesus as the only source of every blessing.
表明主耶稣乃是一切恩赐的源头。
Exodus 33, the cleft rock.
在出埃及记第33章讲到裂开的磐石。
Teaches us how to behold the glory of God by abiding in Jesus Christ.
教导我们怎么样通过住在主里面，住在基督耶稣里面，能瞻仰神的荣光。
In Numbers chapter 20, the living rock,
在民数记二十章讲到活的磐石，
teaches us how to live in the Spirit and manifest Christ through our lives.
教导我们怎么样活在圣灵里，彰显基督。
Now we've already read Exodus 17:1-7.So we won't do that again.
我们已经读过了出埃及记第十七章一到七节。
In this story, and if you'll glance at the passage as we share,
在这个故事当中，
Moses discovers the Lord Jesus as the smitten rock.
摩西发现主耶稣乃是那被击打的磐石。
That's not my bright idea.
这不是我的一个聪明的主意。
I'm not guessing at that.
我也不是在这猜测。
God settled it forever.
神完全已经把这个摆平了。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4.
在哥林多前书第十章第四节那个地方说，
They all drank the same spiritual drink. They were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ.
他们都是隐于同一个灵磐石，那磐石跟随他们，那磐石就是基督。
That rock was Christ.
那磐石就是基督。
Source of all spiritual blessing.
是一切属灵祝福的源头。
Now you might look at chapter 17 of Exodus and think that's the story of how to get saved.
你如果看着出埃及记第十七章，你可能以为说这是告诉我们怎么样能够得救。
Christ was smitten for us in order that we might know him.
基督为着我们的缘故被击打，好让我们能认识他。
It includes that.
它这包括在里面。
But it's much bigger than that.
但是这个故事本身包含更多。
You see, he's not only the source of blessing.Forgiveness of sin.
它不只是这个恩典的源头，是赦罪的源头。
But he's also the source of all blessing.
它也是所有恩典的源头。
Every good thing God's ever done for you is because Jesus died on the cross.
所有神为你做的任何的好处，都是因为基督死在十字架上。
Every good thing God's ever done for me.Is because the Lord Jesus was smitten. He shed his blood on the cross.
神给我的一切的好处都是因为主耶稣被击打，他在十架上留下他的宝血。
Somewhere along the way in your Christian life and in mine,
在你我的生命，基督徒的生命当中，
God must open our eyes to see that Christ is the source of every blessing.
神必须要开我们的眼睛，让我们看见基督乃是一切祝福的源头。
There's no blessing apart from him.
离了他没有其他的祝福。
Let's not confuse the occasions of blessing with the source of blessing.
我们不要把这个祝福的本身跟祝福的源头混淆起来。
Let's not confuse the expressions of blessing for the source of blessing.
我们也不要把祝福的源头跟祝福的表现混淆起来。
Family, for example, is a great expression of joy and blessing.
家庭是祝福跟快乐的一个很好的表现。
But family is not the source of blessing.
但是家庭不是祝福的源头。
A book, a ministry, an experience can be an expression of blessing.
一本书，一个事工，或者是一个经历，是我们这个是祝福的一个表现。
But only the Lord Jesus is the fountainhead, the source, the spring of every blessing.
但是只有主耶稣是一切的祝福的源头。
Sooner or later, God must dawn that on us.
或早或晚，主必须把这一点显明在我们的心里。
I pray it's sooner.
我祷告这是早的。
Let me try to illustrate from this wonderful story.
让我借着这一个美好的故事来说明。
Now, you're familiar with the fact that the Old Testament gives the truth in story form.
我想大家都很熟悉，旧约是用很多的故事来讲明真理。
It's no different than Romans or Ephesians.
这跟罗马书跟以弗所书没有什么区别。
But here it's just a picture, it's a story, it's seed form.
但是这是一个画面，这是一个故事在这里。
The New Testament develops it. It gives us truth in doctrinal form.
新约把它发挥出来，它把真理借着教训给我们。
So as far as the picture is concerned, these people were already redeemed.
在这个图画里面，这些百姓已经是被救赎的。
They were already Christians.
他们已经是基督徒了。
They had been redeemed by the power of God.
他们已经在神的大能之下被救赎出来了。
Illustrated by the plagues and crossing the Red Sea.
这是表明在他们经过那十灾，然后过了红海。
They'd been saved by the blood of the Lamb, illustrated by the Passover Lamb.
他们已经因着羔羊的血得救，这表现在他们的过的逾越节上面。
And so when we open chapter 17, we're looking at God's redeemed people.
所以当我们来到第十七章的时候，我们是看神被救赎的百姓。
That's what I mean when I say it's bigger than just coming into salvation.
这是为什么我说这个故事包含的远远多过得救。
To reveal himself as the source of all blessing, God does three things.
神做了三件事来启示他乃是一切祝福的源头。
I want to mention them, those three things because he still does those three things.
我要提到这三件事，因为他今天还在做这三件事。
The first thing that God did in this chapter is He set them up.
神在这里做的第一件事就是他特意的安排。
2.5 million people in the desert and God engineered their circumstances to bring them to this point.
有250万的百姓在这一个干旱的旷野里面，那神设置他们的处境，把他们带到这个干旱的地方。
I'm going to read 17 verse 1 again.
我们再一次读第一节。
And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin by their journeys, according to the commandment of Jehovah, and encamped in Rephidim, for there was no water for the people to drink.
以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，按着战口从寻的旷野往前行，在利非丁安营，百姓没有水喝。
Moses and God's people, they didn't miss God's way in this chapter.
在这一章里面，摩西和神的百姓他们并没有错误的领会神的旨意。
It's not like God said, go right, and they went left.
不是说神对他们说向左转，但是他们走了向右转的路。
The first verse tells us they were exactly where God wanted them to be.
第一节告诉我们，他们所在的地方就是神要他们去的地方。
They didn't make a mistake, the cloud guided them there.
他们并没有出错，因为云柱带领他们到了那里。
They were there by the commandment of the Lord.
他们是奉耶和华的吩咐去的。
You say, where's there? Rephidim?
你说那里是哪里呢？是利非丁吗？
No, take the principle.
你要记住这个原则。
I'll tell you where there was. There was the dry place.
那里是我要告诉你，那里是指的哪里？那里就是那干旱之地。
That's where they were in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里面，就是在那个地方。
Why did the Lord do that?
为什么主要做这件事情呢？
Why did He set them up?
为什么这样的故意安排他们呢？
And I believe the answer is because He wants to reveal Himself as the source of all blessing.
我相信这是因为他想要把他自己启示出来，他乃是一切祝福的源头。
Do you realize this? That a Christian will only trust in the Lord when he must.
我不知道你有没有意识到，一个基督徒只有当他必须相信主的时候，他才会相信主。
I'm only going to trust the Lord when I have to.
我只有当我最需要的时候，我才会相信主。
But I always have to.
但是呢，我总是需要。
I always must.
我总是必须信靠主。
God brings us to a dry place in order to remind us that we always must trust Him.
神把我们带到一个干旱之地，就是要提醒我们，我们总是需要信靠他。
Don't think God engineered this dry place, this hard time.This unfavorable circumstance.
不要以为神故意安排这个干旱之地，这个很艰难的处境。
As a special opportunity to trust Jesus.
所以给我们有一个特别的机会，我们可以信靠耶稣。
Every moment's a special opportunity to trust Jesus.
每一时每一刻都是一个特别的机会，我们可以来信靠耶稣。
He doesn't bring those things in your life to give you a new opportunity to trust Him.
他没有说把这些事情安排在你的生命当中，所以你有一个特别的机会来信靠他。
He brings those things into our lives to remind us that we always need to trust Him.
他让这些事情发生在我们身上，是要提醒我们，我们总是需要信靠他。
Sometimes we forget, and so He dries things up.
有的时候我们忘记了，所以他就把地变得干旱。
You might be in a dry place this afternoon at this retreat.
今天下午在这个营会当中，你有可能就在一个干旱之地。
You might be wondering in your heart, why does God allow me to have a parched spirit?
你也许心里面在想，为什么神让我的心里面这样的干渴呢？
Sometime when we're dry like that, we think, I must have missed God's will along the way.
当我们心里面干渴的时候，我们有的时候会觉得，也许是我们跟随主走错路了。
Maybe I took a wrong turn.
也许我已经转了一个错的弯。
But if you read this record, they didn't take a wrong turn. God guided them there.
但是你如果读在这里的记录的时候，他们并没有走错路，神把他们带到那里。
The place of dryness is the very place God can unveil Himself.As the source of all blessing.
在一个干旱之地，正是在这里，神可以把他自己启示出来，他乃是那祝福的源头。
I told you there's three things that God did to reveal Himself.
我刚才告诉大家，神做了三件事来启示他的自己。
Number one, He set them up.
第一次他故意安排他们的环境。
But He did a second thing.
但他又做了第二件事。
He showed them their heart.
他给他们看见他们自己的心。
He showed them how unworthy they were to receive any blessing, let alone every blessing.
他给他们看见他们自己的心是如何的不配接受任何的祝福。
But that's how it always is.
不是总是这样的。
From the heart of man, a cry.
人的心里面有一个呼求。
From the heart of God, supply.
从神的心里面有一个供应。
You see, in the dry place now, God opens their eyes to their own hearts.
在这个干旱缺乏无水之地，他神给他们看见他们自己的心。
We're going to read about a very precious thing God did here at the rock.
我们要读到神在这个磐石之前他做的一件很宝贵的事。
Don't think for a lonely moment they deserved it.
不要觉得他们有任何配得这一点。
Don't think they were worthy and they deserved this blessing.
不要觉得他们配得接受这个祝福。
Glance, if you would, at verses 2 and 3.
如果你看第二节跟第三节。
Wherefore the people strove with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why strive ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord?
所以与摩西争闹说给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说你们为什么与我争闹为什么试探耶和华呢？
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore hast thou brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?
百姓在那里甚渴要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说，你为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？
These people had a thirst.
这些百姓干渴。
You say, that's good. We ought to have a thirst for the Lord.
你说这很好我们都应该心里面渴慕神。
They weren't thirsting for the Lord.
但是他们的干渴不是渴慕神。
They had a thirst, but it was the wrong kind of thirst.
他们有干渴但是这个干渴是不对的一种干渴。
This is not a Psalm 63:1 thirst.
不是诗篇63篇那个地方提到的渴慕。
Psalm 63:1 says, I thirst, O God, you are my God, I seek thee earnestly.
在诗篇第61篇那个地方提到说你是
My soul thirsts for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
63:1 神啊你是我的神我要切切地寻求你在干旱疲乏无水之地我要渴想你，我的心切慕你。
You see, that's the right kind of thirst.
你知道，那是一个对的渴慕。
But in Exodus 17, are they thirsting that way?
但是在出埃及记第十七章这个地方，他们是这样的渴吗？
Did the thirst that they had, did that deserve water?
他们所有的那种渴，配得水吗？
I think fire maybe.
我觉得他们更配得的是火。
This was a thirst of the flesh, that's it.
这是一个肉体的渴。
This was rebellion.
这是一个叛逆。
They weren't seeking the Lord.
他们不是在寻求神。
God tells us that in verse 7.
神在第七节那个地方告诉我们。
He called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the striving of the children of Israel, because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not?
他给那地方起名叫玛撒又叫米利巴因以色列人争闹又因他们试探耶和华说耶和华是在我们中间不是
They're grumbling.
他们在发怨言
They're complaining.
他们在抱怨
Psalm 95 refers back to this and calls it hardness of heart.
在诗篇第95篇那个地方提到这的时候说是他们的心硬
According to Numbers,All grumbling is against the Lord.
在民数记里面告诉我们，所有的发的怨言都是对着神所发的。
Every time we grumble about the weather,
每一次当我们抱怨天气的时候
，Every time we grumble about the traffic,
当我们抱怨这个车太多的时候
，Every time we say who burned the toast,
每一次我们说谁把我的面包烤焦了的时候。
Every time we grumble about a personal circumstance or weakness,
我们每一次抱怨我们自己的软弱的时候
we're grumbling against the Lord.
我们是在向神发怨言。
You realize grumbling shows a practical denial of the sovereignty of God.
你知道抱怨是一个实际上的否定神的权柄。
You say, how is that so?
你说这怎么回事？这是怎么回事呢？
You say, when I grumble about the weather, for example, I'm saying, God had nothing to do with this.
你要比如说当我在抱怨天气的时候，我实际上就是在说神跟这件事情无关。
Or else I'm saying, I deserve better than this.
不然的话我就是在说我配得更好的天气。
All grumblings against the Lord.
所有的怨言都是对着主发的。
These people didn't deserve a sip of water.
这些百姓他们不配得一滴的水。
And God is about to open the rock and show that He's the source of all blessing.
但是神马上就要裂开磐石，给他们看见他乃是一切祝福的源头。
If that's not bad enough that they had a bad heart attitude,
如果他们的心态度不对还不够的话，
they had the wrong kind of thirst,
他们的渴也不对。
The record also shows that they were looking in an unhealthy way to a man.
这个记录也给我们看见，他们把他们的信心建立在人的身上。
Verse 2,
第二节。
Wherefore the people strove with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink.
所以百姓与摩西争闹说，给我们水喝吧。
And Moses said unto them, Why are you striving with me?
摩西对他们说，你们为什么跟我争闹呢？
What can Moses do? Think about it.
摩西能做什么呢？你想想。
When we look to man, we not only frustrate ourselves,
当我们向神去求的时候，不光是我们自己受到挫折，
we also frustrate the poor people we're looking to.
我们也使那些我们仰望的人有挫折感。
What's Moses supposed to do?
摩西能做什么呢？
He's in a situation where he has no capacity to perform.
他在那个地方的时候，他没有什么能力做什么事。
He's in the desert just like they are.
他跟他们一样，都在这个沙漠里面。
He can't reach out into the hot sand and turn that place into a spring.
他不可能把他的手插入这个沙里面，把它变成一个泉源。
And yet the people blame Moses. It's your fault. You did it.
但是这些百姓都怪摩西，说这是你的错，是你做的事情。
Their hearts are further revealed in verse 4.
第四节进一步的显出他们的心。
Moses cried to the Lord saying, What shall I do to this people? They're almost ready to stone me.
摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
They not only have the wrong kind of thirst,
他们不仅他们的渴不对，
they not only have a grumbling heart,
他们有一个发怨言的心，
they not only have a hard heart,
他们不仅有一个硬的心，
they're not only trusting in men,
他们不仅是把信心放在人身上，
but they got murder on their heart,
他心里面也有谋杀。
How often when a person's in the dry place,Does he first blame someone else and then find a convenient stone to try to stone him?
一个人在一个干旱之地，他什么时候会怪别人，然后呢就要拿起石头来打人呢？
We're in a bad spiritual condition. It's easier to blame somebody else.
当我们属灵的光景不对的时候，我们很容易就把它怪在别人的身上。
Yeah, I'm dry. It's not my fault. It's the assembly I attend.
是我很干渴，但不是我的错，这是我去的教会的问题。
It's the elders' fault.
这是长老的问题。
It's the worship leader's fault.
这是领会的问题。
It's anybody else's fault but my fault.
这是都是别人的问题，不是我的问题。
I want you to see, brothers and sisters in Christ, God is about to reveal himself, but to whom?
主内的弟兄姐妹，我想神要把他自己启示出来，但是他要启示给谁呢？
A very unworthy people.
一群非常不配的百姓。
Everything seems wrong in their hearts.
在他们心里面一切都不对。
They are not seeking the Lord.
他们并没有在那边寻求主。
They're hard-hearted.
他们心里面刚硬。
They're ready to stone Moses.
他们已经准备要用石头打死摩西。
I have to smile at God's sense of humor in some of these passages.
当我读这些章节的时候，我会看见主的神的幽默。
Moses just came to the Lord and said, "What am I to do? They're ready to stone me."
摩西来到耶和华面前说，我该怎么样向着百姓行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我了。
Here's God's answer to that question, verse 5.
第五节，神对摩西回答说，
And the Lord said unto Moses, "Pass on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and the rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take it in thy hand and go."
你手里拿着你先前击打过河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。
I wonder what passed through Moses' mind when God said that.
我不知道当神对摩西说这话的时候，他头脑里面在想什么。
I can picture myself in that situation.
我可以想象我在摩西的处境。
Say, Lord, what am I supposed to do? These people are ready to stone me.
主啊，我应该怎么行呢？这些人要用石头打死我了。
I would expect God to say, "Watch this miracle. I'll make you invisible."
我以为神会对我说，你看这个神迹，我可以让你一下消失。
Or I will open your eyes and behold, you'll see a cave you can hide in it.
或者说啊，我要打开你的眼睛，你就马上看见一个洞可以藏起来。
Or I'll give you feet like a gazelle and you can run away.
啊，或者是我可以给你羚羊的脚，你可以跑掉。
But instead he says, go stand before this people.
但是呢，他却说，你要站在这百姓面前。
That makes me a target.
我就成了一个靶子。
They're ready to stone me. Go stand before them.
他们要用石头打死我，而我要去站在他们面前。
These are the ways of the Lord.
这是主的道路。
He sets us up in a dry place.
他把我们安置在一个干旱之地。
He shows us that we don't deserve any blessing whatsoever.
他显给我们看，我们一点都不配得领受他的祝福。
I said he does three things.
我说过他做了三件事。
The third is, after he shows us our heart, he shows us his heart.
第三件事就是当他把我们的心给我们看了之后，他把他自己的心给我们看。
What an amazing heart of grace and love and mercy we now behold.
这是一个何等奇异的，充满了恩典，充满了怜悯的心，我们是就是神的心。
They're not seeking him.
他们并不是在寻求他。
I think about that woman in John chapter 4, the woman at the well.
我想到在约翰福音第四章那个地方，在井边的那个妇人。
You know, in nature, thirst seeks after water.
你知道，在自然当中，有渴的时候就会去找水。
But in grace, water seeks after thirst.
但是在恩典当中，水却是在寻找干渴。
He's always the initiator.
他总是那首先的。
He appeared in the bush. He was the initiator.
他在荆棘中显现，是他做出的第一步。
Then Moses took the second look.
然后摩西看了第二眼。
God is about to pour out His grace on those who are undeserving.
神马上就要把他的恩典倾倒在一群完全不配的人身上。
Not only undeserving, but infinitely undeserving.
不只是一点的不配，他们是完完全全的不配。
Not only undeserving, but ill-deserving. They deserve the opposite.
不光是他们不配得恩典，他们配得的乃是诅咒。
And he's about to pour out his grace.To those who are infinitely undeserving and infinitely ill-deserving.
他马上就要把他的恩典倾倒在一群一点都不配他的恩典，反而是配得咒诅的人身上。
Let me read verse 5 again, please.
让我再一次念第五节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Pass on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and the rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take it in thy hand and go.
耶和华对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。
You see the emphasis the Lord had?
你看这个地方主在强调什么？
He said, take the staff with which you smote the Nile.
他说你手里拿着你先前击打尼罗河水的杖。
He used that staff for other things, you know.
他用这些杖是做别的事情的。
Not just turning water to blood.
不只是把水变为血。
He could have said, take the staff that you once threw on the ground and it became a serpent and I gave you power to lift it by the tail.
他完全可以说你要拿那个杖就是你曾经丢在地上就变成蛇然后你抓起来又变成杖的那根杖。
He could have said, take the staff by which you saw me work all those miracles in Egypt, the plagues of Egypt.
他完全可以说你拿着那把杖就是我借着那把杖在埃及地行了十灾的杖。
It's the same stick. He could have said, take the staff by which you opened the Red Sea.
这都是同一根杖。他完全可以说拿起了一根杖就是你用它把红海打开的。
But these are undeserving people, and so he emphasizes the judgment side.
但是这一些是一群不配的百姓所以他强调的乃是那审判的一面。
Somebody's about to be judged.
有人马上就要接受审判了。
Somebody's about to be smitten.
有人马上就要会被击打了。
Now see, we know the whole story, so we just sort of read it in a fast way.
我们对这个故事都很熟悉，所以说我们就一跳而过了。
But read it as they heard it.
但是你要读者想象你就是当初第一次听到。
They heard God say, Moses, you and the elders stand in front of them.
他们听见主说，摩西，你跟这些众长老站在前面。
Moses, take the rod that you used to turn the river into blood.
摩西，你拿着那根杖，就是你使水变成血的杖。
What do you think was going through the minds of those people?
你想这些百姓他们心里面在想什么呢？
I think they were thinking, we are in big trouble.
我想他们一定在说，这下我们有祸了。
God has a, his servant has a rod of judgment in his hand and he's standing in front of us.
神的仆人手里拿着审判的杖站在他们的面前。
And then God said, smite!
然后神说击打。
And I'll bet they ducked.
我敢肯定他们都躲起来。
And then God said, the rock.
然后神说那磐石。
Do you not see the mercy of the Lord there?
你有没有看见主的怜悯？
They're the ones that deserve the smiting.
这些百姓是那应该受这个击打的。
Evidently, the glory cloud, the symbolic presence of the Lord,
很明显，主的荣光
came and settled on the rock.
进来停在了这块磐石上。
And when God sat on the rock, he identified with the rock.
当他停在这磐石上的时候，他就与这磐石成为一体。
These undeserving people,
这些不配的百姓，
they deserve to be smitten.
他们是应该被击打的。
But instead of the grumblers being smitten,
但是不是那些抱怨的人被击打。
God took the blow.
神自己受到击打。
Instead of the rod bringing forth the blood of the guilty,
这个杖本来是要从这些有罪的人身上打出血来的。
It brought forth a satisfying stream to satisfy the thirst of 2.5 million people.
但是它却带出了一个泉源，可以使250万的人得到干渴解决。
They all drank.From that spiritual rock,
他们都饮于那灵磐石。
And that rock was Christ.
那磐石乃是基督。
He took the smiting.
他为我们受了击打。
That water didn't come from some hidden spring in the desert.
这个水并不是从一个隐藏的泉源里面流出来的。
That water didn't come from some human leader.
也不是从一个人的领袖那里来的。
God himself was the source of all that water.
神的自己乃是那水的源泉。
There's an interesting expression used in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4.
在哥林多前书第十章第四节里边有一个很特别的词。
It says, that rock followed them.
他说那随着他们的临磐石。
And that rock was Christ.
那磐石就是基督。
Once again, we can't read this la la la.
我们不要再这么轻易的就读过去。
They're very early in their wanderings in this story.
在这个故事里面还是他们漂流的早期。
They're going to be wandering for 40 years.
他们要在旷野漂流40年。
Does it surprise you when you read the Old Testament that never again until the very end did they ever complain about thirst?
你是不是稀奇在这一次他们抱怨他们干渴之后是到他们的旷野漂流最后快结束的时候他们才再一次抱怨他们的干渴
Why was that?
为什么呢
That rock followed them
因为那临磐石随着他们
Some of the old Jewish rabbis thought that was literal
有一些犹太的教师认为这个是字面上的
They suggested that when Israel went through the wilderness, this big rock rolled along beside them.
他们认为当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候这一块石头就一直带在他们的身边。
But we know it was a spiritual rock.
但是我们知道那乃是一块临磐石。
We know it was the Lord Jesus himself.
我们也知道那就是主耶稣自己。
Do you realize when God opened that fountain...That the water flowed out of that rock for 40 years.
我不知道你没有意识到，当主打开那块磐石的时候，那一个水的泉源流了40年。
Well, almost 40, because right at the end, for the second generation, he shut off the spigot to teach them a lesson.
几乎是40年，因为在最后快结束的时候，神把那个水的泉源关掉，为要教导他们一个课程。
How do you picture this in your mind's eye?
在你心里面的眼睛里面，你怎么样想象这个图画呢？
Moses strikes a rock and water comes out.
摩西击打磐石，水就流出来了。
You think it came out like a drinking fountain? And then 2.5 million people lined up for a drink?
你想象是不是就像一个水的泉涌出来，然后250万的人就排好队要来喝水呢？
Listen to these verses, please, from the Old Testament.
请听旧约的几节经文。
Psalm 105 and verse 41.
在诗篇105篇第21节。
He opened the rock and water flowed out. It ran in the dry places like a river.
I'm sorry, which verse?
Verse 41.
第四十一节，他打开磐石，水就涌出，在干旱之处，水流成河。
Psalm 78, please.
诗篇第七十八篇。
Verse 15 and 16.
第十四节到十六节。
He split the rocks in the wilderness.He gave them abundant drink like the ocean depths. He brought forth streams from the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
十五节，他在旷野分裂磐石，多多的给他们水喝，如从深渊而出。他使水从磐石涌出，叫水如江河下流。
The prophet Isaiah, chapter 28, or rather 48.
以赛亚书第四十八章
and verse 21,
第二十一节
They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock and water gushed forth.
耶和华引导他们经过沙漠，他们并不干渴，他为他们使水从磐石而流，分裂磐石，水就涌出。
It wasn't just a little stream, it was rivers of water.
不只是一个小小的溪流，而是一个水的江河。
Waters for drinking.
是给他们喝的水。
Waters for the animal.
是给牲畜喝的水。
Water for cooking.
是可以用来做饭的水。
Water for washing clothes.
可以洗衣服用的水。
Water for bathing.
可以洗澡用的水。
Water for swimming. I don't know.
可以在里面游泳的水。
Like the manna, that water flowed every day.
那水每一天都在那边流淌。
This is a glorious picture of God's grace for those who deserve the opposite.
对于那些配或受咒诅的人来说，这是神荣耀的恩典的一个何等美好的图画。
Christ is smitten and a fountain is open.
基督被击打，然后一个泉源出现。
That water is a symbol of all blessing.
这个水是代表主一切的祝福。
All that was pictured by the manna and the cloud and the quail is included in that stream.
所有玛拿所代表的、云柱所代表的、火柱所代表的，都包括在这个泉源里面。
As I said before, every blessing you've ever received is because Christ died on Calvary's cross.
就像我刚才已经说过的，你所接受的每一个祝福都是因为我们的主耶稣在十字架上为我们而死。
Whether you know it or not, or whether you acknowledge it or not,
不管你知道与否，不管你承认与否，
That rock has been following you ever since you first trusted Jesus.
那块磐石自从你相信了主耶稣之后就一直跟随你。
When you first came to the Lord, your first drink, you tasted forgiveness.
当你第一次来到主面前的时候，你尝到了赦罪的恩典。
You drank a little more and you tasted assurance and you knew you belonged to the Lord.
你喝了再多一点，你就尝到了确据，有福的确据。
But that rock has been following you ever since.
但是那一块磐石一直跟随着你。
That rock followed you into your marriage.
那个磐石跟随着你进到你的婚姻当中。
That rock followed you into your employment.
跟随你进到了你的工作当中。
That rock followed you into the hospital.
跟随你进到了医院里面。
That rock followed you into the office.
那块磐石跟随你进到你的办公室。
That rock followed you into school.
那块磐石跟着你进到学校里面。
That rock followed you on the athletic field.
那块磐石跟随你进到运动场上。
That rock followed you into the assembly of God's people.
那块磐石跟着你进到了神的民的聚会里面。
And I don't want to play with this, but even when you sinned, that rock followed you.
甚至当你在犯罪的时候，那块磐石还是跟随着你。
When your heart grew cold against the Lord was still there.
当你的心向着主冷淡的时候，主那块磐石还在那里。
After Israel made the golden calf,
当以色列人造了金牛犊之后，
you know what they did the next morning?
你知道他们第二天早晨做了什么事吗？
They gathered manna.
他们还是去收玛拉。
If I were God, there would have been no manna.
如果我是神的话，我就不会再给他们玛拉。
You know what they did? They drank water.
你知道他们做了什么事吗？他们喝水。
And if they had traced it back, it would have been still flowing out of that rock.
如果你顺着这个水走的话，你还是会看到这个水是从那块磐石里面流出来的。
For 40 years, God was teaching a lesson. All blessing comes through Christ.
40年之久，神在那边教导他们，所有的祝福都是从基督而来的。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, how we ought to praise the Lord for the truth in this chapter.
主内的弟兄姐妹，我们是何等应该为着在这一章里面的真理赞美我们的主。
Because we're the ones that had the wrong kind of thirst.
因为我们心里面也有不对的渴。
We're the ones who have often been hard-hearted.
因为我们也经常的心硬。
We're the ones that test the Lord.
因为我们也常常的试探主。
We're the ones that grumble and gripe and complain.
我们也常常的抱怨发怨言。
And we're the ones that deserve the smiting.
我们是应该受击打的。
But in His marvelous love, He took the beating.
但是在神奇妙的爱里面，他为我们承受了击打。
And for us, the river, the stream.
然后为着我们开了一道江河。
And that stream will follow you all the days of your life.
这个江河在你一生一世要跟随你。
Before I let you go this afternoon, I want to call attention to one more principle.
今天下午在我们结束之前，我想请大家再注意一个原则。
Is what happened immediately after this great revelation.
在这个伟大的启示之后又发生了什么事呢？
Chapter 17 verse 8 Then came Amalek.
第十七章第八节，那时亚玛利人就来。
At that point, at that moment, then came Amalek.
就在那个时候，亚玛利人就来
了。And
在利非定和以色列人征战。
As soon as God reveals that He's the source of all blessing,
当神启示他乃是一切祝福的源头的时候
，the enemy attacks.
敌人就来攻击了。
You know.In the record, this is the very first time that God's people had been attacked from the outside.
在这个记录当中，这是神的百姓第一次受到从外面来的攻击。
They never had a war.
他们从来没有打过仗。
They weren't soldiers.
他们不是战士。
They were farmers and masons.
他们乃是农夫，他们乃是砖瓦匠。
This is the first.Military conflict Israel ever had.
这是以色列人所经历的第一次的军事的战争。
The battle for Egypt was the battle for salvation, so they had no part in that.
在以色列在埃及打的乃是得救的仗，他们根本没有出一点的力。
But now God is going to instruct them in His heart.
但是在这个地方，神要教导他们。
He's going to show himself as the source of every blessing.
他要告诉他们，他乃是一切祝福的源头。
And the enemy can't stand that.
那仇敌不能接受这一点。
See, this is the threshold. They're on their way to the promised land.
他们在去应许之地的路上。
And the enemy wants to stop you dead in your tracks when you progress in the Lord.
当你在主里面在进步的时候，仇敌就要想你停下来。
Remember what Brother Sun shared with us this morning.
正如孙弟兄今天早晨跟我们分享的。
Praise God for that messenger of the Lord and for that message.
我们实在是感谢主，为着神他差派的使者为他所带来的信息感谢主。
He reminded us that that Satan is not out just to destroy us.
他提醒我们，撒旦不是在那边，只是要毁坏我们而已。
He hates Christ.
他仇恨基督。
He wants to destroy the will of God.
他想要毁坏神的旨意。
He wants to gain Christ.
他想要得到基督。
He does not want you to believe this afternoon that Jesus is the source of every blessing in your life.
他今天下午不想让你相信。耶稣乃是一切祝福的源头。
I won't tell the whole story, we won't read the passage, but let me just get the heart of it.
我不会把这整个这一段都读一遍。
You remember the facts? Moses was to go on the top of the hill with his staff in his hand.
你记得摩西要到山上去带着他的杖。
Say, what's a staff?
什么是杖呢？
It's a dead stick.
是一根死掉的木头。
It's all it is, a dead stick.
是一根死掉的木头。
And he had to point that dead stick toward God in heaven.
他要举着那根杖，指着天上的神。
It was a picture of helpless dependence. I'm like a dead stick, and I must point toward God in heaven.
这给我们是一片一个图画，看出我们是何等的何等的无望。我们必须依靠我们的神。
Joshua was to gather the best fighting soldiers he could find.
摩西要把所有能征战的人都找出来。
And he would meet the enemy in the valley.
他在山谷里面与敌人征战。
Exodus 17:11 tells the whole story in summary.
第十七章十一节给我们对这个故事有一个总结。
It came about when Moses held his hands up that Israel prevailed, and when he let his hands down, Amalek prevailed.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, there's the secret of victory right there.
主内的弟兄姐妹，这个地方就是得胜的秘密。
In the first battle Israel ever had, God laid down the principle of victory.
在以色列人的第一个征战里面，神就给了他们一个得胜的原则。
If you're looking in helpless dependence to the Lord, you win.
如果你在你的无助当中，你仰望主的话，你会赢。
If you don't, you lose.
如果你不这样做的话，你就会输掉。
For the sake of illustration, let me tell this story two different ways.
让我用两种方法来举例说明。
Joshua, let's pretend that Joshua had the most highly trained soldiers he could find.
我们假定约书亚他的战士都是经过很好的训练的。
Skilled with both the sword and the shield.
他们使用他们的刀剑，使用他们的盾牌，都很厉害。
They knew how to fight with the right hand, and they knew how to fight with the left hand.
他们知道怎么样用左手打仗，也知道怎么样用右手打仗。
And so they went into the valley, and they met Amalek.
所以他们就进到山谷当中，遇见了亚玛力人。
With the bravest soldiers, the best weapons, and the wisest strategy.
他们有最勇敢的战士，有最好的武器，然后呢，还有最好的战术。
But on the mountain, Moses failed to keep his dead stick toward God in heaven.
但是在山顶上，摩西没有把他的杖向天举着。
His arm came down.
他的手垂下来了。
Would Joshua win or lose in the valley?
约书亚在山谷里面，他是赢呢，还是会输呢？
You know the answer. He would lose.
你知道答案是什么？他一定会输。
He was required to fight in the valley, but nothing depended on that fight.
他是必须要进到山谷当中打这个仗，但是呢，这个得胜与否却不在乎他的打仗。
No matter how long he fought, or how hard he fought, or how skillfully he fought,
不管他打得有多么的勇敢，打得有多么的有巧妙，或者是打得有多么的持久。
If he lost on the mountain, he lost in the valley.
如果山上已经输了，他山谷里面一定会输的。
The reverse is also true.
反过来也对。
Let's say Moses was faithful and he continued to point that dead stick toward God in heaven.
让我们假定说摩西忠心的继续的把这个杖指向天上。
And when he became weary, God sent up helpers of the helpless like Aaron and Hur to prop his hand up.
当他手开始下垂的时候，神就差派一个帮助的人，就是亚伦和赫尔去帮助他。
But let's say down in the valley, Joshua made a stupid military decision.
然后我们说，假定约书亚在山谷却犯了一个军事上面的极大的错误。
Let's say his soldiers let their guard down carelessly.
这些战士们没有警惕。
Let's say they stumbled and fell before the enemy.
他们在敌人面前半跌跌倒。
Would they win or would they lose in the valley?
他们在山谷里面，他们会赢呢，还是会输呢？
You see, if that stick were pointed toward God in heaven, no matter how many blunders they made down there, they would win.
你会说，只要那根杖是向着天指的， 不管他们在山谷里面犯了多少的错误，他们都会赢。
I like to word it this way and say,
我想用这种方式来说，
If one is helplessly dependent on the Lord,
如果一个人无依无靠的完全依靠主，
He's fighting a battle already won.
他是在打一场已经赢了的战争。
And if he's not helplessly depending on the Lord,
如果他不是完全无依无靠的仰望神的话，
he's fighting a battle already lost.
他是在打一场已经失败了的战争。
Would you rather fight a battle already won or a battle already lost?
你是愿意打一场已经得胜的战争呢，还是打一场已经失败的战争？
Thousands of Christians are fighting a battle already lost.
成千的基督徒都在打一场已经失败了的战争，
Because they're not trusting in the Lord.
因为他们没有完全的信靠主。
They're always trying to improve the strategy in the valley.
他们都是在想要在谷底要改变他们的战术。
And when volunteers are called for, it's always, we need more warriors.
当那些义工来到的时候，他们总是说我们需要有更多的战士。
The enemy does not want you to believe that the Lord Jesus is the source of every blessing in your life.
仇敌不想让你相信耶稣基督在你生命当中可以成为你一切的源泉。
Because if you begin there, you're on your way to the promised land.
因为如果你从那里开始的话，你已经走在去应许之地的路上。
Then came Amalek, right at that moment.
正好在那个时候，亚玛力人就来了。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, let me wrap this up by asking this question.
主内弟兄姐妹，让我问大家一个问题来结束。
Do you know that victory that comes from being helplessly dependent on the Lord?
你知道那一个无依无靠完全仰望神的时候所得来的胜利。
You say, if this is true, if Christ is the source of every blessing,
你说如果这是真的，如果基督是一切祝福的源头，
And if that stream is going to follow me every place I go, no matter what takes place in my life,
那个泉源会跟随我，不管在我的生命当中发生什么样的事情。
That's pretty much the whole Christian life, isn't it?
这不就是我们基督徒生活的全部吗？
And the answer is no, it's not.
答案却是不是。
That's elementary.
这只是基督道理的开端。
That's not a goal, that's a starting point.
这只是基督开，这只是一个开始，而不是一个目的。
Don't make a goal out of a starting point.
不要把一个开端看成是一个终点。
If you make a goal out of a starting point, you lose the goal and the starting point.
如果你把一个开端看成是你的目标的话，你就既失去了这个目标，也失去了你的开端。
To see Christ as the source of every blessing flowing forever in my life.
我们要看到基督乃是一切祝福的源头，一直在我们的生命里面涌流。
That's a baby truth.
但是这只是一个道理，基督道理的开端。
He wants to reveal himself as the cleft rock.
他要向我们启示，他乃是那裂开的磐石。
Praise God for the smitten rock.
我们为着被击打的磐石感谢主。
But I need to see him as the cleft rock.
但是我们也需要看见他乃是那裂开的磐石。
And after we see him as the cleft rock, we say, "Wow, we must have arrived now."
当我们看到他是那裂开的磐石之后，我们会说，啊，我们已经到达了。
And he says, "No, not till you see me as the living rock."
他说不，只等到你看见我是那活的磐石。
May God help us this afternoon.
愿神今天下午帮助我们。
So much like these Israelites we are.
我们是何等的像这些以色列人。
We don't deserve it.
我们实在不配。
But the Lord has brought us to this place.
但是主把我们带到了这个地方。
He showed us that he has taken the beating, he was smitten.
他给我们看见 他乃是被击打的。
And now the fountain is open.
现在这个泉源已经打开。
May God work a worship in our heart to thank Him for such grace as that.
愿神在我们心里面给我们一个敬拜的灵，来为着这样的恩典赞美他。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Father, we thank you, we worship you.
我们的父，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
For the great provision we have in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们为着在我们的主耶稣基督里面所得到的供应。
Revive us again to the truth that Christ was smitten for us.
复兴我们，让我们知道基督为着我们受击打。
And now from him flows every blessing.
从他流出一切的祝福。
Forgive us, we pray, for our unbelief.
赦免我们的小信。
Give us grace to embrace this with all of our hearts.
给我们恩典，让我们能够全心的拥抱。
And when the enemy tries to oppose it, teach us how to helplessly depend upon you.
当那仇敌要来攻击我们的时候，教导我们怎么样能够无依无靠的完全信靠你。
Thank you for letting us fight a battle already won.
感谢你，你要让我们打一场已经得胜的征战。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。